Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Services, and it's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Check out drjohnb.com. Dr. John, how are you?
Well, I'm real good, Tony. Good football win over the weekend. I'm going to be warming up for the weekend coming up, and basically a good day.
Yeah, it looks like we may be heading off to Arizona to watch the Spartans.
Well, listen, our beloved Spartans, they deserve it after kind of this nightmare Frankenstein kind of a ending. Good to have a good win for the young men and the coaches.
With the possibility that Lansing may soon have a casino, and by soon I mean a year or two, gambling addiction experts have some concerns about that, don't they, Dr. Braccio?
Well, I think so. The problem you have with anything, you know, you can take a car, which is a wonderful thing, but the person are drinking or they're just, you know, not following the rules, it can be a very dangerous instrument. And it's the same thing with gambling. If people could just go in and, you know, say they're going to spend $10, $20, $30, $50, whatever it might be, like a night out, then gambling is okay. And that is, you know, is the case with millions of people in America. However, there is that dark side, if you will. The gambler, the one who's addicted, the one who can't control what he or she is doing, and this leads to astounding misery for them and the rest of the family. Breaks up families, leads to people not sleeping at night, despair, even losing homes, losing jobs. It can be a pretty horrible thing. So on the one hand, having the casino, there's a lot of really positive things, I think, from Lansing, but there is the other part of it, which is a pretty bad side, Tony.
I had this friend who had a challenge with smoking. She smoked a lot. And one day I talked to her about it, and we got into a pretty heated discussion. And she said something that really, really knocked me back. She said, "You don't understand how the need for something can overpower you. And right now I'm having trouble with that. But when it comes to addiction and your body and your mind are telling you that you need something, you have to have something, it's a tough egg to crack, isn't it?"
It's pretty horrible. People that are addicted, whether it's drinking, whether it's alcohol, whether it's gambling, addiction's a horrible thing to kick because it's what the person wants more than anything. Like the cigarette really has the power of really, you know, cocaine for a person. I mean, it becomes this need, or heroin, something they have to have. The same thing with the gambling addiction. The person, and by the way, the person who's gambling isn't just wanting to win, because if you win $1 million, go home and be happy, but that's not what happens. The person not only loses, but they're looking for that next hit, the euphoria that comes with it. And then once they have it, they want it again. And with the cigarette, the person gets that nicotine, that hit, very quickly, and then it satisfies them, and then they want it the next time. Same thing with alcohol. So the addictive personality is a whole study in itself, but the alcohol, the gambling, the cigarettes, those are all forms of a specific addiction. Horrible thing.
How do you beat addiction?
Well, first of all, you have to admit you have a problem. Second, you have to really say you want to get over it. And what I have seen over the years, the group tends to work pretty good with things like the gambling, like the alcohol, in terms of, narcotics addiction, this type thing. I find groups are often quite helpful. That's where, when you think of AA, you think of Gammonon, you think of just different groups, like, the state of Michigan has, the community health has a 800 number that you can, the 270-7117, that you can go to the internet under Michigan in terms of, gambling addiction. You can go to, Gambling Anonymous. I mean, there's a lot of support, but I have found individual therapists, like I always am working with someone who has some form of a gambling addiction. That's typical for therapists. And it's not that we don't help a person, but if a person is severely addicted, they often need this support, this cohesiveness of working with a group of people that have the same problem And because if you have an addiction, Tony, you know it. I mean, and it's a pretty horrible, overpowering, devastating thing for you and for your family and those you love and care for. Like when a family member, like in the case like we have in this week's newsletter from, you know, from Regional Psychological Services, about a case where a husband in this case has just thrown all his money to the wind, and that's breaking up a marriage with children, with a loving spouse, just because of the need to go back and gamble. Pretty hard to believe, but it happens all the time.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services, and we've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Check out drjohnb.com. Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend.